third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Main feature on the site allows you to control the content. You go there when you see something online as you're surfing about that you think is pretty useful or interesting or outrageous, and you post it over at freetalklive.com. You submit it as show prep, as we call it there, and then other listeners will see your submission, and they will vote on whether they like or dislike it, and you can vote on things, too, and the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of our website, meaning more listeners will see it and click it and read it, and we might talk about it on the air as well. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive as we go to your calls, and the fun. Frank is in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think if the caller had had a copy of the definitions in sociology, a lot of the linguistic confusion could have been sort of omitted. Regarding certainty, certainty exists within empirical measurements. However, when you're dealing with the social sciences or communities, whether they're operative or inoperative, whatever the case may be, that's really an abstraction and illusory and ultimately subjective. So, and another point I wanted to raise, referring to the little town in Ave Maria in Florida.
Yes.
Granted, they can create a community, have their own social structurations and patterns, but they still have to follow the laws of the state of Florida and the laws of the federal government. They cannot discriminate in business, let's say. If someone wants to
commit
to a store,
you're wrong about that. I mean, it just all depends.
No, they can't. They can't. Then legally, they're liable, and their
Wait a minute. Then they're discriminating, and well, maybe you wouldn't count this as discrimination. But one of the things that is required, if you want to open up a store in Ave Maria, as I understand it, if you're Walgreens, you cannot sell contraception.
Well, that's actually a violation of the federal, the Florida laws, and also the federal laws regarding.
But it's private
health.
Property.
And but the point is, someone could sue them, and Walgreens would be liable
that's a shame.
For violating.
They shouldn't be able to.
It would be, yes, they could. Someone could go in and demand.
I'm not saying they couldn't.
Demand,
I think it's a shame.
No, let me finish.
This is where
the argument is ridiculous.
Which argument?
If someone goes into the community, they can't make that demand because Florida allows for abortion, as does the federal government. So actually, if Ave Maria, the town, does that, they can lose their federal funding that I know they have, and also their state funding. So let's be very honest when we're dealing with reality versus abstraction. And until...
Well, I'm telling you, that's what I've read, Frank.
No, let me finish.
Right, go ahead.
Those points are valid, and I think you need you need to look at the legal situation and how legal precedent, in a sense, determines and defines the conduct of individuals in the community or a citizenry. And I think a good dictionary of sociological terms would be a tremendous help, and 80% of that debate that wasted airtime could have been put on other more interesting issues. In fact,
Frank,
the reason why I called tonight
show.
Dealt with the comments last night about the aliens, and a friend of mine who supposedly has met aliens from the Orion 2.8.
Is this one of your Illuminati buddies?
Yes, absolutely. And also who recommended to me and to other individuals at one of our cognac and cigar parties to read Zachariah Sitchin. And he said that it is true that Nibiru, the planet of the crossing, that actually created the human race because we were designed, according to Zachariah Sitchin, to mine gold so that the Anunnaki on Nibiru could take that gold, vaporize it, and fix holes in their atmosphere.
How much is
and,
it like...
Let me finish. What they did say to me was very interesting. That when Nibiru returns, the planet of the crossing returns,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Anunnaki will not only want the people of the United States that are obese in the United Kingdom as part of their food chain, but they will want all of the gold that has been mined since man
Uh-oh.
Was created. So I thought that was pretty humorous and funny.
Hey, Frank, thanks for that. I appreciate
we'll have
it.
To hear. We'll have to wait and see.
Frank,
bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I wonder if it's like in Stargate, where have you seen Stargate?
No.
Stargate?
I've seen the movie, not the TV series.
I haven't seen much of the TV series, maybe one or two episodes, but the movies, really, it's a great sci-fi movie from the 1990s. And in Stargate, the pyramids, the great pyramids out in Egypt and other places where pyramids might have been built, were used by this alien race that you know, came down to enslave mankind or put us here or one or the other, and they come back. Well, not necessarily.
GPS plot points. What are they used for?
Yeah, sort of like that. Basically, between different planets, they can shoot people through this Stargate thing. And but anyway, just like that sounds a little bit like what Frank was talking about there, with us being brought here by the alien race to work as their slaves.
When you go to jail, I'm going to have Frank on as my co-host.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that'll be great. All right,
talk about important things like the Anunnaki,
the aliens.
Waste airtime talking about things like liberty and stuff.
Let's go back. Those of you just tuning in the very first hour of the show, we were talking about the absurd Consumer Safety Improvement Act, which is actually going to put people out of business who are creating products for young people under the age of 12. And, Sean, you had just gotten into telling us this story from this industry publication wherein there are different sectors of businesses out there that are begging the government for exemption. Please, please, please don't make us have to subject our toys or our, in this case, science project kits to these testing factors because it's just too expensive. It's going to put us out of business.
Yeah, the testing requires safety checks for lead, chemicals, flammability, other dangers. And plenty of companies, from makers of handmade toys and Halloween costumes to firms selling science kits, have flooded the CPSC, which is the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Can't have a science kit that might cause something to combust or you know, catch fire.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Because I remember the Bunsen burners we had in chemistry class. We couldn't have those. We couldn't have kids having those.
We had the in my school we had the gas supplies, but they were never ever turned on the entire time I was there.
They used to have them at one point, and then you know just liability just got so so high. And admittedly, it's a big liability. High schoolers, you know, access to these
oh,
things.
Yeah.
I remember putting there was some kind of big pan or something like that. It was, you know, not pan, but like some sort of bowl and catching enough gas under it and lighting it with my lighter.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
scared me.
For the makers of science kits, this is an issue that they say could lead to fewer hands-on science experiments for younger children.
They're right about that.
The industry has asked the commission for a testing exemption for the general use items such as rulers, rubber bands, paper clips inside the kits.
So they want a test for each one of the rulers, the rubber bands, and the paper clips.
Yes. Mm. They have to be checked to be sure that they're lead free.
Well, you know, they could just, you know, this is how they'll get around it, is they'll just recommend, you know, find three rubber bands, you know, find four paper clips or whatever they have, so they don't have to include them in the kit. They just tell a kid to go find them because they're all around the house, and since they're not being sold to 12-year-olds, they don't have to be tested when they're sold to adults.
Or they could just put only for 13 years and up on their packaging.
That's true.
Yeah, that or the problem with that, though, with just using a rubber band found around the house is the experiments that they have in their little guide might call for a specific strength of rubber band.
Yeah,
indeed.
Use rubber band number 7 included in the kit, which has a certain stretchability and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Anyway, wait, I lost my spot in the story.
That's all right. It happens. So they're forcing these regulations on these companies, and they're making it all the more difficult to bring these products out to marketplace. And that's going to result in, as you pointed out, fewer people buying science kits for their kids, fewer kids being interested.
What else could it result in?
Fewer kids being interested in science, and, you know, down the line, who knows, this one regulation could result in some of the most brilliant scientific minds never going into that field.
Yep, they're going to destroy Western civilization.
Well, maybe. It could happen.
It could happen,
right? It could
be
a factor that, you know, doesn't destroy civilization, but it could certainly bring the United States landmass down as far as the amount of people that are sciencing.
With the way that the student level, the student performance in the United States has diminished over time, do we really want to make it to hobble them that much
more? Well, do we? Well, we want them to be educated and drop the heck out of the government schools and be homeschooled and that sort of thing. Do the government want to dumb people down? Yeah, I think there's evidence for that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com four out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember, life changes.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our news updates are there. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. You can follow our emailed updates, Twitter or Facebook, your choice. Choose all of the above if you'd like. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. If you use that portal, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free of hosting at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so we're continuing here from an industry publication regarding the toy business, and in this case, the science kits kind of business, the industry of kits that are made for kids that are under the age of 12 to get experimental. And, for instance, I remember when I was a kid, my dad bought me one of those Radio Shack kits where you put wires on it, and then, it makes it into a radio or some other device that lights up a light bulb. Or, there's usually like 50-in-1 different science-y things that you can do with it.
Yeah, I had something like that. It came with some lead solder, too.
Can't have that lead solder.
So, and of course, the idea here that having lead in anything is a terrible thing suggests that, well, parents should be able to leave their kids with whatever it is they buy them. In many cases, if you've got a little child and you're buying them small things that they could put down their throat, whether it's got lead paint or not, that's still pretty dangerous. Swallowing the Matchbox toy car is not going to be a good idea, regardless of what it's been painted with. So there's no amount of government regulations that can force parents to be responsible for what their kids do. But if you're going to let your kids use something that could be a danger to them if they were to try to shove it down their throat, for instance, then that's a big mistake on your part. You need to keep an eye on your kids if they're going to be playing with something like that. Seems like a no-brainer, right? But how's the government going to solve that problem? They can't.
The idea that a 12-year-old – I mean, these regulations go up to kids that are 12 years old. I mean, a 12-year-old. How many 12-year-olds are eating paint chips off of the off of things that – I mean, I just – I don't know. Is
maybe
this
some
happening?
Developmentally disabled 12-year-olds, but –
Right,
yeah.
But that's the problem with the government. It's always the one-size-fits-all, lowest common denominator answer to everything. And look, if we needed the one-size-fits-all answer to adults, can you imagine? There's some really dumb adults out there, even the ones that aren't developmentally disabled or whatever euphemism you want to use. I mean, just the mistakes that adults make. If we made the whole world safe just for the adults, it would be a place where you couldn't get anything done. Nothing. You couldn't go to work.
So how else is this damaging people's business, Sean? What else does the story have to say?
Well, the story goes on that on the loss of the science exposure, saying that if they wait to introduce these kind of products to kids when they're in 7th or 8th grade and already 12 years old and market it to them, they've already lost the attention of the students.
Yeah, they're too cool for science at that point.
They're too cool for science. And the testing requirements far exceed the value of the materials in the kits. I mean, we're talking about rubber bands and rulers here. This is not stuff that is particularly expensive. So a partnership of companies that sell these kinds of materials has begun talking to the Consumer Product Safety Board.
Begging. They're begging.
They're begging. That's their option.
Yep.
Consumer advocates say they are sympathetic to the costs associated with testing, but insist the tests must be done. The reason for this law is to ensure that products for children are safe, says Rachel Weintraub, Director of Product Safety and Senior Counsel at the Consumer Federation of America.
Ooh.
The universe for...
So an apologist for the government, basically.
Yes, exactly. The universe for where there is ambiguity on testing is a relatively small one. The issue before the commission, coming up with a clearer definition of a children's product, has caused weeks of discussion, late-night meetings, and some angst at the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Ah, the poor bureaucrats.
This is going to be awful.
Stressing themselves out.
This is going to be awful. They're spending weeks trying to figure out what a children's product is. Can you imagine the bureaucratic, lengthy, legalese-filled definition that is going to come out of this awful process? It's just going to be horrible. They say that watching legislation being made is akin to watching sausages being made, I believe.
Yeah, it's nothing pretty.
Yeah, if you like sausage or respect the law, don't watch either one being made.
In this case, the end result, I think, in the sausage form is much prettier than the legalese that is going to be spewed forth from these meetings.
Yeah. While it's clear that an Elmo telephone toy for a toddler falls under the law and requires additional testing, there are products that linger in a gray area, such as these science kits, and lamps or rugs that are decorated with fairies or trains. Those same rugs, minus the fairies or trains, would not have to undergo the additional and often costly testing, because they're not marketed to kids. But
right. Well, who knows? I mean, this could be put in some guy's room that's fabulous. Fabulous.
It could. There are fabulous people out there.
There are.
The Halloween industry is another example, says that a superhero costume can be worn by teenagers and adults, so it shouldn't necessarily be classified as a children's product.
It shouldn't be eaten by children either.
No.
You know what's most sad about these folks that are begging for their exemptions is usually they will acknowledge that they believe the law is a good law. It's just that I don't think that my business should be subjected to it. No one ever takes the position that this is crazy. You people need to stop hurting folks.
Well, that's because the government won't listen to that.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried that when we first moved to New Hampshire. The whole, hey, you are a violent group of individuals that are hurting people with your rules. And they clammed up so fast, they don't listen to anything that's said any longer. It doesn't work. These people believe they're doing what's right, and when you tell them they're doing what's wrong and what's violent, they immediately shut it off. They've got the cognitive dissonance. You can't tell them anything about it. So I think that it's most advised, if you want to run your business, continue running your business, that you not tell the bureaucrats that what they're doing is wrong or evil.
Well, what they're doing is wrong and evil.
Well, it's a good thing you don't run a toy company.
I just think it's sad that nobody stands up for anybody else. And that's just the problem here. These toy manufacturers or the science kit manufacturers, they won't stand up for any of the other people that are being targeted by this law. They'll only stand up for their own business. And it just harkens right back to the famous poem by Pastor Martin Niemöller from the 1940s, early 40s, I believe it was. That first they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, and so I did nothing. And then they came for...
Somewhere the Jews get tossed in there somewhere.
And I wasn't a Jew, so I did nothing, and then they came for me.
And then when they came for me, there was no one left.
And there was no one left to stand up for me. That's where we are. It really is where people are in this country, where they're only really concerned with themselves and their business. And they don't realize that if they just allow other people's businesses and their livelihoods to suffer, and they pretend the whole time, well, it's too bad that's happening to them, but, that's just not my business, so I'll just not say anything about it. It's just so sad to see it happening, and they don't realize where it's leading them. They don't understand the damage that's causing. So that's why I'm concerned with what happens to other people. I'm concerned about other people and their freedom, because I'd like other people to be concerned about mine. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Your calls next about anything you want. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and
call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you are available, the phone lines are available for you, rather, to take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Once again, that toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You are welcome to bring up anything. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, broadband and dial-up streams that are airing the latest episode of the show 24/7. It's all free over there at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can learn about our listen lines. It'll allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, and some of our other listening options over at listen.freetalklive.com. Hey, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Tired of the fact, as we were discussing earlier, that people don't stand up for other people when they get into trouble when it comes to the state folks aggressing against them? You tired of that? Well, maybe you should get together with other like-minded people. Maybe you should move as part of the Free State Project here to New Hampshire, as we have done. Sean coming up on his first full year here in another 3 months or so,
About three and a half months.
We have now been here for over 4 years, Mark and I, and it's been great. And more new people are showing up all the time. There's people posting over at the Free Keen Forum just this week. A couple of folks have posted that they're going to be showing up within the next couple of weeks, and it's always great to hear that happening. And people coming into Manchester and Grafton all the time, and there's different places and different people all over the place. But one thing that we have in common is that we care enough about freedom that we're willing to stand up for other people that may not have the exact same belief systems as we do. When we see a peaceful person being aggressed against, it's upsetting to us, and we're willing to do something about it. Now, there's little that we can do when there are only a few of us. Luckily, there have been hundreds that have made the move so far, and over 10,000 have pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire. We want to get to 20,000, and you can help us do that. Go join the Free State Project if you love freedom and are willing to do something about it at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
And if you're going to move by September of 2011, go sign up at pledgebank.com. After you sign up at freestateproject.org, go sign up at pledgebank.com/next1000 for the next 1,000 pledge.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Ray is listening in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, Ray? in Washington, going once.
Tough.
Hey, Ray, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Hey, I can tell you some stuff about UL testing because I did it. I had a manufacturing company. But first, let me tell you about a toy that I, as a very young boy in probably 1967, got. And my sister got a toy that was kind of cool, too, because this is back in the day when they were wicked. I got a thing called a creepy crawler machine. Mm-hmm. You ever hear of it?
Yeah, it was like a you put this goop in there, and it would in these molds, and you would heat
right.
it up like a little stove.
Heat it up.
Yeah,
they had those in the 1990s.
Yeah, and you get some really cool stuff. My sister had a thing called a Susie Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, we used to cook some stuff with that thing, and that was pretty wild. They wouldn't let them touch anything like that nowadays, but.
Well, wait, they still have the Easy Bake Oven. It's just a light bulb. Didn't they have to change it to a light bulb instead
yeah,
of the
right.
actual
back
heating
in the
element?
Old days, it was an element. You could really cook with those things.
Now, how did they change the creepy crawlers? Because I remember they were advertising those when I was a kid.
See, how old are you?
I'm 30.
30, so that's still relative in time. I mean, you're not that young.
Okay.
But, I mean, that kind of stuff wouldn't be on the market anymore. You wouldn't have it. That hot plate with all that nice, you know, plastic. You could just leave that hot plate on and leave that plastic in there for, say, 4 or 5 days before it burned your house down.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Nice.
So here's the deal. I used to UL test. I owned a company that manufactured wood stoves.
Mm-hmm.
And I started the company in 1979 when I was a young man. And we didn't have any UL testing at the time. But within about 2 years of the oil crisis of 1979, which oil went from, say, 36, I bought it in Texas that year for 36 cents a gallon. It went to $1.50. It was a huge raise, and it was like the beginning of the Mother Earth magazine and the whole thing at that time. And I used to build these wood stoves in my garage. I was a welder, and I built them on the side. And I had no UL testing, but within about 2 years, we were pretty heady into UL testing, and the first sticker on the wood stove that had to go on said, hot while in operation.
Seems and, obvious, right?
Right. And we just dumbed down in society to the point by, I ran that company and actually got it up to making about 600 or 700 wood stoves. We weren't a big company, but we were, you know, reasonable. We employed a few people. We had, you know, we made a living and had a life. And but by 1988, they had brought in not just UL testing, but EPA testing. And that UL testing, by the time I got fully involved in that with my wood stove company, and you ask why somebody would do this, and I'll tell you why somebody would do it. For about $200,000 a year is why somebody would do it. It's
okay.
Why people in business, you have to understand, I don't know how much a radio station makes, but, you know, when you're in business, and my son is still in the manufacturing business, and when you're knocking down $500,000 a year, you don't mind paying these – it's not you don't mind. You just realize if you're going to get that $500,000, you're going to pay somebody who's going to screw you over. I mean, just alone, if you stop and think, guys, of what $500,000 is in a year's time, the taxes alone are $100,000 just in federal income taxes. Just your
For the corporation.
Well, that and just your own federal income taxes. I mean, I
it's more than
$100,000 a year in federal income taxes. You know,
if you're paying
and you've got another 14,000-15,000 for Social Security. But you got to realize at the end you're still left with quite a bit of money. So I'm not saying, listen, I'm any proud that I didn't stand up to the government and say I ain't going to pay you. But I got the good lion's share of that number, and it was huge. But getting back to the UL testing, by 1988, the EPA was so aggressive in all of the testing going on, there was 850 wood stove manufacturers, and believe me, there was some in you guys' backyard too, 850, okay? They hit a law that set it back that the testing alone was over $100,000. UL testing was about $5,000 to $10,000 per unit, okay?
Hmm.
But when you hit $100,000, in one day in 1988, of the wood stove manufacturers in the United States, out of 850, 801 lost their business, and I was one of them.
Wow. So because of the federal regulations, you went out of business?
Right, because it was $100,000 to test one wood stove unit.
Good
now,
Lord.
Let me tell you who assisted.
For EPA certification.
For EPA certification. Now, let me tell you who assisted the EPA.
And you, I'm sorry, you had to do that.
Listen, the next day you were going to federal prison for making a wood stove. That's how much you had to
wow.
do it. None of this local guy's beating the tar out of you. Okay, so let me tell you who assisted the federal government in this law. It was the 49 of the largest manufacturers left. See, and I would come to you guys, and I would sell you a wood stove with all of the same stuff they had for $499. They wanted to sell them for $1,400.
And they're getting more than that now, I can tell
you. Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Just think of this, guys. Take it from a guy who's manufactured all his life. When you look at that wood stove with that brass door or whatever, those are $14. That glass that's in there, that's $14.
It's absolute $115
crap. With a steel glass and paint in one of those things.
Yep.
And a man makes them every, in a production system, you'd probably knock them out every 3 hours at most.
Yeah, you pretty much just reiterated the point.
It's these regulations that essentially drive a stove that's cost them $150 to make to be $1,500 at retail.
Exactly,
well, because of the less, there's less competition in
the
marketplace.
Because they took these regulations, they drove their competition out of business.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. Right.
Yeah, and you know, it really, really hurt when I did it, because I mean, I was putting in tons of hours as a young man. I started doing that when I was like 20 years old, and by 28 I was, you know, that's when it was over.
You thought you had a good business. You thought you had something that was going to keep going, and then the feds came in and basically told you, screw you, you're done.
You know what? When an honest man goes bankrupt, he doesn't go bankrupt. He closes his store. He never stole anybody's money. So all I could do literally at that time was close my doors. But let me tell you something. It's not that bad for me, okay? I happened to have been all my life buying a little bit of property for $1,000 down here and $1,000. So what I had virtually paid maybe $50,000 for wind up selling for over $300,000 in 1980.
Glad you're all right, but bad when your dreams are shattered.
Forget you. What about your employees?
Yeah.
I mean, you employed
people. You know, I
couldn't
do nothing for them. I had to lay them off.
Yeah, I mean, it is bad. So you might have came out all right because you were relatively successful and you invested and that sort of thing. But your dreams were destroyed and those people's jobs were destroyed and competition was destroyed and now everybody has to pay more. And I thank you for sharing that story, Ray. I appreciate it. And thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There may be enough time for your thoughts here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. But enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines at the Amp Only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, and some alternative options, including PayPal. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, Jason in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Jason. Guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling to talk about disciplining your kids.
All right.
Without spanking them. I'm a member of the Free State Project, and I don't know when I'll ever get to move up there, but I signed up anyway. But, you know, as someone who thinks about liberty and thinks about living peacefully and actually carrying that out as a parent can be difficult sometimes.
Yes. I initiate force on my child, Jack, just about every day.
Yeah, yeah. Force.
Yeah, force. Not necessarily. I've never spanked him either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I admit that I've got three kids right now, 6 months, 4 years old, and 5 years old. When my 4 and 5 year old were younger, I did resort to spanking at times, and as you know, that was hard on me. You get to your last wits, and like I've got to stop my kid from doing something, or mm-hmm. he did something terrible. He needs to be punished, and it, if you've been brought up in a household that's spanked or something like that, it's almost like you can't think of anything else to do.
Yep.
Mm. Although there are options, as we've discussed spanking on the show, it's always interesting to hear from parents that have had really difficult children to deal with that have had very creative solutions for to avoid spanking. It's just it would make sense, though, that if you were brought up being spanked, that is something that you would think of and move toward as a choice.
So it was hard, though, knowing that you didn't want to do that, but not really having any other options. So I have found something that works very, very well. I'm going to plug a book. I make no money off the book, but it's 1-2-3 Magic. If you've heard of it, great. This method of disciplining is really, really good.
And how's it work?
There's two halves of it, really. There's stop behaviors and start behaviors. I'll just cover stop behaviors since we've got a few minutes here. Basically, if your kids are doing something that you want them to stop, you count them. And And this is the negative half of the disciplining. So if the kid's whining or begging for something, basically anything that you don't want them to be doing, you count them.
Count them in what way?
One.
You would just say, Johnny, that's one. And if he continues in the behavior, you say, Johnny, that's two. And if he continues still, you say, Johnny, that's three, go take five. And so it's basically a timeout program with a method of getting your kids to understand that they're doing something that you don't find acceptable. Starting the program can be very difficult because your kids are going to rebel, most of them. The book 1-2-3 Magic is really good at getting you to implement this in your household, and the end result is a much more peaceful house, and you get to enjoy your kids
more. I'm familiar with the technique. It's the first time I've heard it brought up in a while, but it's probably a good negative reinforcement. How would you feel about combining it with positive incentives, like a star system, where you know the kids are good all day, they get a star, and then if they get five stars in a week or whatever, they get ice cream, you know, some sort of a positive incentive system.
Yes. Yeah, that is also covered in the book. Positive reinforcement is used for specific things that you're wanting them to do. For instance, let's say getting ready for school in the morning or brushing their teeth or cleaning their room, that sort of stuff.
Right.
It works really well when they have something specific that they know that they can do to, you know, be rewarded.
All of that and not ever getting to three as well could also be something being rewarded.
Right. There are some things that are incumbent on parents to do, though, when doing this, when doing any discipline system, I think it's important, but it's pointed out in the book that is no talking and no emotion. The no talking thing is that you can make a mistake and think that your kids work just like little adults and they will understand your lectures, but if you remember being a kid, lectures didn't work too well.
I don't remember lectures.
No, you don't remember them, or you were never given them.
I can't answer that.
No.
I don't know.
So, I mean, the little kids, especially young kids, like I've got, you know, 3- and 5-year-old, if you try to lecture them on why they shouldn't throw rocks at each other for fun, you know, it doesn't really do much. But if you count them and they know that, okay, they're going to get a timeout for doing some antisocial behavior, then they'll stop. But lectures don't work, and they just tire you out as a parent, too. And then the next time they do something, they're like, oh, my God, I just told you all about why that's wrong. Why are you still doing it? And now you are getting emotional.
Yeah.
I see where
the beating starts.
I see where you're coming from, but it kind of bothers me when people treat children as though they are incapable of understanding what adults say to them. I mean, certainly they're on a different level than adults, but I think that to not explain to them why you're disciplining them or why they shouldn't do X, Y, or Z, I think is to kind of talk, you know, to treat them as dumb and or to treat them as incapable. And I think that if you want them to become capable, you have to treat them as though they are. Does that make sense?
I can. Yes, it does make sense. But you can take it too far. As like, I'm going to pick on my wife because she can go on to the kid about she's not here right now, right?
Yeah.
She can go on. My kids are David, Tommy, and Patrick. So she will lecture David about how he's supposed to treat his brother nicer, and we'll go on and on about, you know, wouldn't he want to be treated this way and not that way, and you know, after just saying don't treat your brother like you wouldn't want to be treated, that's about, you know, that explains everything. You don't need to keep going and
I see where you're coming from. Yeah, you know? I definitely get where you're coming from. Not beating them over the head with it, but to leave them in the dark, I think would be silly.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Thanks for that. Anything else you want to share?
I guess that's it for tonight, guys.
The book was called 1-2-3 Magic, you said?
2-3 Magic, yeah.
Neat. Thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Mark is the new father. What are your thoughts?
Well, we're just moving into the area of discipline at this point. We've, you know, Jack isn't going to go anywhere and take five when you tell him to take five. You can count up to three if you feel like it. And that's, you know, if you feel like doing it, he's going to continue to whack the dog with something. So, and that's that. At this point, you know, the biggest thing that we have to deal with is Jack whacking the dog with something. When I say whack, he actually can't hit the dog very hard. It just right. kind of, you know, the dog would prefer not to be hit. And, you know, he just thinks it is high fun. You know, he laughs as he tries to beat the dog with something. And, you know, we just pick him up, move him to his room. He hates this. He hates the look on your face when you're not happy. Here's talking about the initiation of force. He was using a stick to hit mommy yesterday, and
oh boy.
He's gonna swing it at her, and we're like, no, Jack, no, and you know, trying to explain, you can't do that, whatever. And he actually hit her with it. She leaned in, and she actually got hit with it. It didn't hurt her or anything like that. I just snatched that stick out of his hand and threw it into the woods, and like he was just shocked. Nothing like that had ever happened to him before.
Wow.
You know, like, oh my God, what has happened? So he continues to look at me, and you know, like the tears welling up in his eyes. He's all upset, and you know, just explaining you can't hit people with
things. Well, and children,
things not okay.
Animals also want attention too, right? So there's also the kind of ignore them, turn around and ignore them, don't give them what they want. Putting them in the room is a part of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're not,
yes,
they're not getting that connection that they're looking for. They're not getting the attention that they're hoping to get from their actions.
Yeah, it's all you can do at this point. You have a very basic level of discipline. He's 2.5, so
there you go. So yeah, more coming up here, of course. Tomorrow night you can join us for more Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about disciplining children, I think it's a fascinating topic, and alternatives to spanking, I'm all in favor of, because that's one of those things that I disagree with. I don't think it's a good thing to spank your kids. My parents managed to raise me without doing it, and other parents have had kids that are more challenging, I'm sure, than I was, and they've managed to not spank their kids. Sean, were you spanked as you were growing up?
A couple of family members tried it, yeah.
That weren't your parents?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
My parents.
How'd that go over?
My parents actually had said it was okay, as far as I know.
We will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.